Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We are celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He has been raised from the dead and He is alive forevermore. We are talking on the plan of redemption. We've seen the fact that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. He formed man. He gave him authority in the earth. He formed his body of the dust of the ground, breathed that spirit into him. He became a living soul and He gave him dominion. But we know that Satan came. Satan was formerly Lucifer, who was kicked out of heaven because of his rebellion. He wanted to be like God, but he was kicked out because of that. Iniquity was found in him, and he fell, and one-third of the angels fell with him. And his name was changed from Lucifer, which meant light-bringer, to Satan, the adversary. And then Satan came in the form of the serpent and tempted man. The woman was deceived, but the man was not. The man knew exactly what he was doing, and he handed over the authority into the hands of Satan. Man died immediately. He was spiritually separated from God. 930 years later, the physical death occurred. Satan became Lord and the God of this world over mankind. Satan's nature of darkness and spiritual death came into man. Death now passed upon all men because of one man's sin. Satan was the God of this world, the prince of the power of the air, and the prince of this world system. Man was separated from God. The earth was cursed because of this effect of Satan coming to rule over mankind. God was on the outside looking at the situation. But he had already set a redeemer that was going to come. And he'd already declared that this redeemer made of a woman was going to break the lordship of Satan's rule over mankind. And he dealt with man through covenants throughout the old covenant. He made a covenant with Abram and his seed, speaking to Jesus. And he raised up that messianic lineage to bring forth the Messiah. And during that time, because of sin, the penalty of sin is death. So he put in the law, which brought the knowledge of sin, and he put in the priesthood and the sacrifices so that they could offer up sacrifices that would simply cover over for sin. During this time, the prophets and those that were the men of God would prophesy the word of God to bring forth the Messiah. And this virgin conceived and bore a son. But it had to be a virgin because it could not be of the nature of Satan, which would have come from man's seed. But it had to be born of a woman so that the Holy Spirit could be overshadowing Mary and come into the womb of a woman. That's the doorway, the legal entry into the earth is through the womb of a woman. And Jesus, of course, was the Word made flesh. Mary received the Word of God. And Jesus grew in stature and wisdom and favor, and the time came for him to go into his ministry. And at the age of about 30 years old, he entered into it, and he destroyed the works of the devil. He cast out the devils. He healed the sick. He preached the gospel. And he finished his earthly ministry, and he was in the garden ready to be made sin for the sins of mankind. He gave himself into the hands of the enemy. And we saw the chronology of the last week of Jesus, how he came into Bethany, and there on that Sabbath, he was anointed as that lamb who was going to go to the cross. And he was anointed and separated for what he was to do to redeem mankind. And on that Sunday, Nisan 11, he rode into Jerusalem. He was presenting his legal claim to the Davidic throne as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And having done that, then on that Monday and Tuesday, which was Nisan 12 and Nisan 13, he was teaching in the temple. He cleansed the temple. He was teaching them the Word of God. Then came Nisan 14, Wednesday, which was the day when he was going to be crucified. At the Last Supper, he declared, "This is the covenant of this is the blood of the new covenant." And he was going to be the final sacrifice of the old covenant. He was the Lamb of God offered up by Caiaphas, the high priest. And he was also ratifying the new covenant through his blood. And he was declaring that, and he was going to be ratifying at a later time. Then he went to Gethsemane and he prayed, and he was ready to go and give himself into the hands of the enemy. And Judas came that he was leading those band of soldiers to betray him. And they took him and took him to Pilate. And on that day, Wednesday, which is the night and the day, Tuesday night and Wednesday day, in the morning they had him crucified by 9 a.m. From 12 to 3, the darkness was upon the face of the earth as he was made sin. And at 3 o'clock, he gave up the ghost. He gave it up as he was in there and is going to be laid in the tomb. He gave up his spirit, commending it into the hands of the Father. Jesus died on Nisan 14, which was Wednesday, and then he was 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Nisan 15, which was Thursday, Nisan 16, which was Friday, Nisan 17, which was Saturday. And then he was raised from the dead on Sunday. And we're going to be looking at this today. We see the fact that Jesus on the cross was made sin for us. Praise the Lord. He was obedient unto death, made sin for us. He became a curse for us. And he was the rod that was cast before Pharaoh, became a serpent, and then that rod that budded was Jesus raised from the dead and swallowing up all the other rods, which is overcoming the devil and all of his demons. Remember that when he was on the cross, he was made sin and separated for us. He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That was when he was made sin, as he suffered. And in his deaths, the physical death of being separated from his body, but also spiritual death, which is separation. Death means separation for the sins of mankind. He went through that avenue of death to get to him that had the power of death. That is the devil. The high priest Caiaphas offered the Lamb of God on the altar of the cross as the final sacrifice of the Old Covenant. Jesus declared in John 19:30, it is finished. What was finished? The Old Covenant was fulfilled. But it wasn't the end of Jesus' work. And at that point as well, we know the Old Covenant was finished because the veil was rent from the top to the bottom supernaturally, and the presence of God left that Old Testament temple, never to be there again. Now he comes and he dwells in the New Testament temples, which is us. And Jesus said he commended his spirit into the Father's hands. He didn't go to heaven, he commended. That means he entrusted or committed it into his hands. Before he went to heaven, first he descended into the lower parts of the earth. Ephesians 4, verse 8 to 10 talks about that first he descended into the lower parts of the earth. Matthew 12, verse 40, it says the sign that was given to Jonah was the only sign that they were going to get. And that was the fact that 3 days and three nights he was in the whale's belly. And he said, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Jesus was in the heart of the earth. That's the belly of hell. And that was in the lowest pit. He was placed in the lowest pit, it says in Psalms 88. But in hell, it could not hold him, and he was loosed from the pains of death. In hell, that was where there was pain and torment in the lower part. And that's where he was bearing away, just as that goat that had its hands laid upon him in Leviticus 23, where it talks about Leviticus 16, verse 22 and 23, where they laid their hands upon him and sent that goat to bear away the sins and iniquities of Israel. So Jesus did that in order to bring forth redemption. In the upper compartment of hell, that was Abraham's bosom. That's where they were all protected. In the lower part, that was the place of torment. And Jesus went through death to get to him that had the power of death. That is the devil, Hebrews 2:14. And after those 3 days and three nights suffering, he was raised from the dead. Acts 13, Hebrews 1, and Hebrews 2, it talks about he was born again. He was raised from the dead. He was the firstborn among many brethren. Praise God. And he defeated the principalities and powers, triumphing over them in it. Colossians 2:15. And Revelations 1:18, it says, I am he that was alive and was dead, and now I'm alive forevermore and have the keys of hell and of death. He took it back. He stripped the devil of the authority over mankind. And he was the firstborn from the dead, raised from the dead. Why could God raise him from the dead? Because of the fact that he never sinned. Satan took him there illegally. Jesus was made sin with our sins, you must realize. He didn't commit any sin. He was bearing away our sins in order to set us free. Satan had no legal right to take him down there, but he took him down there illegally. And because of that fact, then he could not hold him down there. It was not possible that he was holding of this. In fact, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:8 that if the princes of this world would have known, they would have never crucified the Lord of glory. Why? Because through the avenue of death, he was able to get to him that had the power of death. And Jesus was raised from the dead down there in hell. And he took back the keys of hell and death. He was not under Satan's dominion. They would have never crucified him and let him go through the avenue of death if they'd have known what was happening. But this plan, it was hidden in God. And Jesus was made alive. And not only when he was, after he took back the keys of hell and death, the Bible says that he led captivity captive. He preached to the spirits that were in prison in Abraham's bosom. 1 Peter 3:19 and chapter 4:6. And who were those? Those were all those Old Testament saints. They were there in Abraham's bosom. And he led captivity captive out. And the Bible says that the graves were opened in Matthew 27:52 and 53, and they were even seen in the streets. Jesus was raised from the dead, praise God. I'll tell you, Jesus paid the price. And he set us free, praise the Lord. After he came up and he was raised from the dead, he appeared unto Mary. And he said, touch me not. For I am going to ascend to the Father. He hadn't ascended to the Father yet. And he was going to go and pour out his blood on the mercy seat in heaven. In fact, in Hebrews chapter 9, it talks about how he went up to the heavenly tabernacle and poured out his blood on the mercy seat in the real tabernacle in heaven. Remember, Moses just pitched one that was a type of what was the reality in heaven. He there poured his blood on the real one in heaven, and this ratified the new covenant. Remember at the Last Supper he said, this is the new covenant in my blood. And so he ratified that. And then he came back to earth and he appeared to the disciples for those 40 days. And after that, then he went up there and he went up to heaven and he was inaugurated as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He was enthroned and he was called God because he is God. He said, the Father said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. He was made both Lord and Christ. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Jesus Christ is raised from the dead and he is alive forevermore. And you need to make him Lord of your life and obey him and walk with him. Praise God for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He is alive forevermore. We're going to talk to you more on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close